Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mile High Magazine. This is Murphy Houston. Hope your Sunday morning is going well. Always good to talk with you. We always get great people that come in and talk about wonderful things in Colorado. And today is no exception to that. Joining me is Eugene Ebner Page, who works with the Aurora Fox Center. And Eugene, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Hi there. Thank you, Murphy, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, we should back up a little bit because I know you work with the Aurora Fox Center, but you have your own type business that's kind of cool to talk about. Can we mention that?
Yes. It's called Ebner Page Productions, and we're a small company, and we produce cabarets for a cause and benefits concerts across the country, including New York City. But we are located in Denver, Colorado. So this is an opportunity to put on a fantastic benefit concert for the Denver Actors Fund.
And that's very important, too. We're going to talk about that because I'm a big believer in that. But also this new show that's coming up on March 3rd is at the Aurora Fox Center, the Aurora Fox Theater. And there's a lot of history to that, Eugene. Now, we are talking a little bit about that before we started talking about direct stuff. And there's a lot of history there for people that are moving here. Can you talk more about the history of the Aurora Fox Theater and what
Sure.
you're doing there?
Sure. So the Aurora Fox Theater has been around for, I'd say we're on its fourth decade, and it is a staple to the Aurora area. They're expanding, actually, and wanting to take it to the next level. There's a new artistic director by the name of Rich Cowden. He's worked also all over the country as a director, a producer, and they're very lucky to have him. They're also renovating to take it to the next level, brand new seats, sound, staging. So it's being able to really expand and add more creativity and entertainment and supporting the arts in Aurora. The city supports it. So the board is also supported by the city. So they take their pride and are very serious about making this something for the community.
Well, it's been there a long time, I think since the 40s, and it's such a big
Yes.
piece of our history,
Yes.
and people need to know about it. I love going over there. It's not real big, but it's real intimate, and the shows they put on are top shelf. I think they're good, don't you, Eugene?
I do, too, and they do everything from musicals to plays. They also have a black box where they do cabaret. In fact, they're just opening a new show the beginning of February 2024 here called Art. So they love to promote all types of theater and work, new work especially.
Well, in speaking of new work especially, you've got a very special show. You're involved with a very special show at the Aurora Fox Theater coming up on March 3rd. It's called Love Changes Everything. Talk about
Yeah.
that, Eugene. What's behind it? There's a lot of good things going on here.
There are. Thank you, Murphy. So, yes, we always like to have a theme for the evening, and we're all about spreading love and happiness and bringing people together, especially when there are challenging times in our world right now. So the theme of it is bringing all kinds of artistic people together and sharing their talents to create an evening of giving back and celebrating the artistic community, especially the theater community. We do have an extensive community in Denver, and it is thriving. And so it's really special to support the community through the Denver Actors Fund.
Well, and you're right about that, though. I don't know if people realize what kind of acting and performing quality we have in the Denver area. And it's all over the place, isn't it, Eugene?
All over. I mean, we have the Arvada Center. We have Littleton Town Hall. We have Vintage Theater. We have the Bug Theater. I mean, I could go on and on and on listing all the different theaters in all the different areas. And we have many outstanding performers and also many performers who will go ahead and get education here at UNC or here in Denver, and they go on and do very well in New York on television, on Broadway. And many of them are actually going to be supporting us on March 3rd virtually with performances and video appearances.
Well, you're right about that. They're moving off to bigger and better things. We just had a young lady in town with Jesus Christ Superstar at the Buell Theater. She lives from, I guess, Littleton, I read. And I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but that's a big move, too, going from Littleton to practically Broadway, wouldn't you think?
It is. In fact, you know, our community is very proud of many of them, but Annalie Ashford is her name, and she went to Wheat Ridge High School, and she has won a Tony. She just finished starring alongside Josh Groban in Sweeney Todd on Broadway. She was just nominated for her first Emmy for the female lead of Hustlers, the TV series. And so we're really proud of her, and she's going to be lending her support through virtual video on March 3rd.
Yeah, that was a great show, too. I think it's still there. Let's see what day it is. Oh, they're gone now. It was gone on the 28th, but really a good quality, that Jesus Christ Superstar. Getting back to more here at the Aurora Fox Theater and what's going on now with this wonderful show, Love Changes Everything. Give us the dates and who's involved. I mean, this is a very special concert.
Yes, thank you. So it is March 3rd. It begins at 7 p.m. Tickets range. It's a sliding scale, so they do something different now, Murphy.
Yes.
They want everyone to feel equal with where they sit in the theater, and it helps people give back further. So $25, $35, up to $50, it's how much you want to give. And then also that night, there'll be a QR code on the program so people can literally donate through PayPal directly to the Denver Actors Fund while they're there as well. So tickets are available at the AuroraFoxArtsCenter.org, and you can scroll down to March 3rd, Love Changes Everything Benefit Concert.
Yeah, and what kind of a concert is this? Talk about that.
Well, what's really cool about it is we always want to incorporate different themes. So, of course, there'll be Broadway musical theater song, but there'll also be, we have a gentleman by the name of Bobby Bennett that's doing some jazz adult contemporary. We have a group called the Three Mo Mezzos, which is a female Motown style group. They're doing a Motown medley. Then we have Jalynn Webb, who's an outstanding vocalist who's performed all over the country. She can belt and wail. And it's hosted by the hilarious Patrick Case. He's performed in New York. He does a lot of lead theater at the Candlelight Dinner Theater up north.
Uh-huh.
And he's also an expert at improv. So he's hosting. So we're going to have a lot of humor, performance, also group numbers. So everything from pop to jazz to Broadway.
It's quite a variety. And speaking of Broadway, in my notes here, I'm reading there's going to be Broadway and TV stars lending their support to the occasion.
Yes.
Talk about.
Yes.
I mean, there's a list here I'm looking at.
Yeah, thank you. So one we're really excited about, I'll name them all, but Jason Vesey, he has a recurring role on Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, really?
Steve Martin.
I love that show.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
He's the character. Jason Vesey, he's the character that is part of the show that they're putting on Broadway, and Meryl Streep, he has scenes with her. So he's starting to film the next season in the next few months. He also was on Broadway in a show called A Strange Loop. We have Andy Kelsa from Kinky Boots on Broadway, Elizabeth Welch from Phantom of the Opera. For years, she was one of the Christines, also in Germany, but also on Broadway. Mara Davi from Broadway, Beth Malone from A Fun Home, Tony-nominated, plus TV appearances, and then the Annalee Ashford, who I mentioned earlier, who's just taking the world by storm, working with Ryan Murphy and on Broadway television, winning awards. So it's really exciting to have them lending their support because they believe in supporting the community that they came from.
Really? They're all from Colorado. All the names you mentioned.
All from Colorado.
See the talent we're just talking about. And I don't know. It's not because I do radio, but I'm into theater. I did theater in college. I did theater in high school. Maybe that got me into what I do now. But it is awesome to see the talent, including yourself, buddy boy, Eugene.
Thank you.
with all that's going on. Now, how are they appearing? Are they going to act? They're not actually going to be here, are they?
Well, no, it's all virtual. So
I see.
It's interesting. So it's a hybrid experience, they call that now. So it's in-person and virtual. So throughout the show, we'll have live appearances of local performers. And then throughout the show, they come on virtually and either talk about supporting or there'll be some performances as well that were pre-recorded. So it's not like they're literally live, but it is live in person.
Sure it is.
In the sense that you're experiencing it.
And what an experience for those that don't know about the talent we have from Colorado. They're going to actually see him, but whether it's virtual or not, they're going to go, I didn't know that. And now
exactly.
You're going to know that.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So it's a cool thing. You know, Murphy, we did this years ago in 2017, and it was another version of this, and it was highly successful. The community loved it, and we raised over $41,000
this
evening.
Wow. Congratulations. So that's a lot of money.
You.
Holy cow.
It is, and it helps. It helps a lot of people that are struggling. You know, the Denver Actors Fund is a source of immediate assistance with members of the Colorado theater community when they find themselves in situations where they need medical assistance. So the Denver Actors Fund offers both financial and practical volunteer assistance in the sense of medical assistance, dental assistance. They also help actors in town that are struggling, not having work currently and possibly, or medical problems, to help their animals as well. They have a division called Paws, and it helps their cats and dogs and their friends, their fur babies, as they call them.
Fur babies. I think we all call our animals. Babies. We call them, all of us call them that, fur babies.
Exactly.
At least my grandkids do, that's for sure. So talk a little deeper about the Denver Actors Fund. How long has that been around? It's a nonprofit. You raise money this way. People can donate money as well if they want to help the cause, can't they?
They do, yes. So it's the DenverActorsFund.org, and it basically is going into, I think, over a decade now, and they have helped now thousands of actors in town, and I've recently, in the last 2 to 3 years, hit their $1 million mark of giving back.
Good for them.
Yeah. So, and the founder, I do want to give a shout out to the founder, John Moore, because he has not only been a theater critic over the years, but he created and founded this along with a few other people. And so he's really made a huge difference in our community.
He absolutely has. We're talking now with Eugene Ebner Page of EbnerPageProductions.com. They're putting on this great fundraiser, as you just heard. It's going to help the Denver Actors Fund. It's at the Aurora Fox Theater on March 3rd. Love changes everything. I'm getting excited about this because the talent, I can't wait to see all the talent you have there, Eugene.
Well, thank you, Murphy, and we'd love to see you. We'd love to have you be our guest if you'd like to.
Well, you'll see me there. I don't look for free tickets or
we'll see. It's a Sunday night.
Well, that don't make any difference. Sunday nights don't bother me. I have Mondays off, so Sunday night's another Saturday night for me. See,
it's nice.
When you do radio for a long time, once in a while you get that kind of a perk. I take Mondays off, old man. You've been around a long time.
I think you deserve it. I know. I've been listening to you for a long time. So thank you for all that you've done.
Well, I appreciate that again, too. So let's talk about it. Love changes everything. And maybe, I got another minute here. We can talk. Love changes everything. Great title. Maybe you can dig a little deeper into what that's all about.
Yeah, well, we pick themes that we feel are going to encourage people to come together because, theater and art and performance is something that all people from all walks of life can relate to. So when I think about Love Changes Everything, it's also a song by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It is.
And it's a song that I love, and I'll actually be singing it that night. So it was kind of drawn to me in the sense that if we can focus on love right now and come together beyond our differences, that does change things. That does make a change. And I think the more people that we can unite through that, through art, through giving back, community awareness, then I think we do make a difference. And I think a lot of theater people that are in the arts, have a more open perspective, and they like to share and bring people together through an important story or a moving song. And I think music does that. So that's why we named it that.
Well, Love Changes Everything is planting a positive seed. And as Eugene just said, we can all use that. So let's again repeat where it's taking place. How do we get tickets? The whole deal.
Sure. So it's March 3rd at the Aurora Fox main stage, 7 p.m. show. You can get tickets at AuroraFoxArtsCenter.org, and you'll scroll down to purchase tickets down to March 3rd. Love Changes Everything. You'll see all the information. Tickets starting at $25, then $35, $50 sliding scale. And this is an opportunity to help the community, give back, and enjoy a wonderful evening of love, performance, and togetherness.
And if you want to get a little dinner ahead of time, there's a lot of great restaurants right around that theater, a lot of them.
And that's another way to support the local area. And, there's always options. You can do a little research on Google. But, there's many restaurants around there.
Eugene, you're doing a good job, and you're a good talent.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine today, and good luck with that show. It should be a great one.
Thank you so much, Murphy. And I just want to thank you for all you do and for having me on, and a shout-out to Amanda, who helped set this up.
Yes.
And I just really appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, too. And thank you guys for listening. It is Mile High Magazine every Sunday right here, and we'll be back just about 30 seconds from now.